Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We spent enough time away from home here in 2024. We enter 2025 in back-to-back games here inside the home of the Warriors, William J. and Evelyn B. Samford Gymnasium here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy Basketball. And it's time for Lee Scott Academy Basketball between Lee Scott and the Bulldogs of Holtville as they make their way into town on a gloomy Monday afternoon here in the Auburn, Alabama area. Games moved up about 4 hours from what the original scheduling time was. So if you weren't able to make it, we thank you for joining us here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin bringing you all of this afternoon's action. And I'm not alone. For the first time this year, the guy who arguably has the best shoe game at all of Lee Scott Academy, the defensive coordinator for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, Coach Jacob Osmond, joining me on the headset today. How are we, man? Merry Christmas. Glad you could be joining us here for the first time this year.
Hey, listen, thank you for having me. I don't know if I've got the best shoe game. I try to keep up with UCG, but looking forward to the opportunity. Glad to be back. Christmas break is never long enough, but it's always long enough at the same time. So excited to be back.
A bit of a short Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off, but we do remind you that it's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. When we come back, we get you those starting lineups and keys to the game as Lee Scott and Holtville ready to do battle when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Now, the starting lineups. Brought to you by Googe Performing Arts Center on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready for battle between the Holtville Bulldogs and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Warriors in their home white. They will be going left to right on your radio dial, and as we see it here in the campus and inside Samford Gymnasium. Holtville, they are in their road. Green tops and Reed bottom. Green bottoms, they will be going right to left on your radio dial, and as we see it here in the stands. The starting five here, Lee Scott Academy Warriors: Clark, Ivan, Haynes, Kesey, Maggie, Herndon, Sutton Lewis, and Riley Fields. Warriors win the tip, and it's Clark Ivan who will dribble it out with her left hand, and she'll cross half court, and we're underway here in the girls' varsity game. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network this afternoon. Wherever you're tuned in from, we appreciate you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Maggie Herndon, right wing three, is too strong. Rebound ripped down by Anna Brown. This Holtville team sitting at 15-0, Coach. You got to try and erase a little bit of history as they're going to get called for steps right around the free throw line. Does Kayla Higgins, Coach? This team lost. This Lee Scott team did lost to Holtville 56-54 on the road. So hopefully this home crowd advantage in your home court can provide a little bit more comfort. Definitely like the same way at Judd Scott Field. Everything feels a little bit better when you're at home.
Always does. Looking forward to getting back into things too. I know it's good for the girls to get this in, especially before we get into area play and it gets heavy.
Ball working around the perimeter. It's with Haynes Kesey on the right wing. Holtville starting out in a 2-3 zone. They try and break it. Clark Ivett, she gives it to the far corner. Maggie Dunn, and this time she connects from three. Maggie Herndon played solid minutes last time out for this Lee Scott team as they steal the inbounds pass. Doug Herndon, nowhere to go. Clark Ivett thought about the three. She's able to work her way baseline. The three-foot running floater, no good, and Holtville rips down the rebound. Maggie Herndon hit two big threes last time out in the heartbreaking loss against Lynette. This team put up 18 points in the first quarter and only 17 the following three quarters. So hopefully the offense can really get going and stay going throughout this afternoon's contest. It's Warrior basketball sitting on the left wing with Clark Ivett. A steal with Ivett. They're going to call a quick whistle with a jump ball inside the circle at LSA. And with Lee Scott winning the opening tip, possession arrow will give it to the Bulldogs.
A lot of extra movement. We're moving the ball well on offense. Little sloppy play early on, always expected when you're coming out of a break like that. But doing well, playing good defense. Just got to get under control a little bit.
Warriors, something they've done all season long so well is forcing the other team to extend their offense all the way out past the three-point line. But that time, it's not enough for Alexandria Vasil as she responds with Maggie Herndon's three with one of her own. And they're going to call a blocking foul. I thought it was poked away from behind or poked away from the side, but they're going to call a blocking foul on Vasil. Again, this Holtville team sitting at 15-0, that is. Warriors looking to change that on their home court. 5:42 remaining in the opening quarter. Deadlocked at three apiece. Warriors trying to find something around the perimeter, working it around to the far corner, now back to their near wing. Clark Ivan now has it with the left hand, and they're going to get another blocking foul. Are they going to call a three-second call? They will. They call a blocking foul. This one on Haley Phelps. Looks like the two guards at the top of the 2-3 zone are switching almost like a matchup 2-3. The bottom three legs kind of staying put, forcing that Lee Scott offense to play outside on the perimeter. A steal by the Bulldogs. They don't have numbers. They'll slow things down and set up in the half court. Ball sits with Vasil now on the right wing. She cuts and tries to dump it off to her teammate on the left wing, but throws it over her head into the first row of the bleachers. Back-to-back turnovers by each of these teams. It'll be Warrior basketball.
I think if we can just continue to be patient, we're going to get the ball inside. They're staying in this 2-3. We're going to be able to get it inside. Just be patient, find the weakness, and work our way in.
Trying to work a little bit of motion here around the perimeter with Clark Ivett, Maddie Dunham, Maggie Herndon, and Clark Ivett. They do work their way to the low block. Sutton Lewis looked to be finding Riley Fields on the weak side block, but it gets ripped away. 4.5 to play in the opening quarter. Still deadlocked at 3, 1-3 apiece for each of these squads. Kayla Higgins tries to change that, and she does. Both wings wide open on the Bulldogs, and Kayla Higgins makes the Warriors pay. Clark Ivett, the leader on this team in all three categories, averages a touch under 16 points a game, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. That ball knocked away out of bounds. It will stay here with the Warriors. This Lee Scott team, already one of the youngest that Coach Corey Harrison has ever coached. She talks about it all the time, but now dealing with a little bit of injuries as well. Some girls having to get some bigger roles and play bigger minutes. That ball intercepted in the passing lane. A one-on-two fast break. They have numbers if they decide to use it. A nice cut. But she runs out of bounds. Should be a double dribble if she's able to touch it and corral it, and she does. It'll be a turnover on the Bulldogs. A nice pass on the entry, but forgot to bring the ball with her. Did Haley Phelps, in a turnover, the fourth of the evening so far for the Bulldogs. A whistle up at half court with 3:47 remaining here in this opening quarter.
Yeah, they're being physical, but, I mean, everything's been clean for the most part. 24 is playing great defense. Vasil just playing really hard with her body up front. Finally got called for a little bit more bumping right there, but Clark's done a good job bringing it up.
It's a team, or at least a school, that you said you're a little bit more comfortable with, or a little more familiar with, I should say, with the time up at Childersburg. You said they were in your region, so you know the green and white a little bit more than most of us do. Here is from Deetsville, Alabama, are the Bulldogs. 3.5 to play in the opening quarter. A reminder, those starting lineups this evening are brought to you by the Gouge Performing Arts Center. You can see all of their upcoming events at gougecenter.auburn.edu. They're going to call Maggie Herndon with a double dribble. Tried to find Clark Ivett on the wing, but Ivett started running her way for the dribble handoff. She got caught in between, did Dunham, so another turnover by the Warriors. 4 turnovers apiece for each of these squads. 8 turnovers, only 9 points combined here halfway through this opening period. Ball working down into the low block. A nice spin by Vasil. Through contact, no foul. With how the whistle's been blown, you figured that would have been called, but not there. Riley Fields rips down the rebound. She finds her point guard, Clark Ivett. She crosses the half-court stripe and will set up the offense. It's Haynes Kesey in the far corner, and that gets poked away. It'll stay here on this half. The opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy basketball. Again, this game moved up from 6 p.m. to 2 p.m. without Lee Scott having any school. Is that right elbow floater from Haynes Kesey's too strong? Rebound ripped down by the Bulldogs. So if you're unable to make it in attendance, we appreciate you for tuning in, whether that be on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net. As Lee Scott works a steal, it's a one-on-three. Clark Ivett decides to take it into the defense anyways. A nice job keeping up with the basketball. Tries to find in the corner. It was Sydney Dunlap. And she turns it over, and now we're going the other way. Oldville setting up their offense out of the extended volleyball line. Nice crossover and a reach-in foul. I believe they're going to get Dunlap with that as well. They're actually going to get Haynes Kesey. Only the first team foul for the Warriors. The Bulldogs have three, so if the Warriors can force two more fouls in this opening period, they will shoot free throws. Inbound pass. They try to find their outlet lady, but it gets stolen by Haynes Kesey. And Clark Ivett with the right-hand dribble will walk away up the floor. Lucy Zellner has checked into the contest for the Warriors. She's triple teamed down inside the low block. She brought it down, but Clark Ivett's able to find it and recover it. She kicks it to Haynes Kesey. Ball flying around everywhere right now. Still flying away all the way up at half court. Haynes Kesey trips, bodies all over the floor. And finally, Sydney Dunlap finds it, and Lucy Zellner's wide open for the right-handed layup on the right block, just as you draw it up if you're Lee Scott on the offensive side of the floor.
Just like they practiced it all week. You got to love the physicality, though, getting after the ball. You love it. You get to watch Haynes do it. Her older sister, Ellie, play the exact same way, very physical.
Ball inside on the low block, nothing there. Kicking it out to the wing. Now back to Vassell. She knocked one there earlier to start the scoring for Holtville. That time, Warriors catch a break as that one rattles in and out. Lucy Zellner rips down the board for the Warriors. Holtville sticking with that 2-3. A bit of a matchup 2-3 in this half court for the Bulldogs. As we're under a minute to play, Clark Ivan works away to the low block. Nice pass to Sutton Lewis. And from the corner, Sutton Lewis knocks it down. Good to see Lewis getting on the board early. One of the better shooters on this Lee Scott Academy team. With that three, Warriors now with a 7-6 lead here as we're under 30 seconds to play in the opening period. Holtville tried to go in transition, but Lucy Zellner gets the steal under her own basket. And the Warriors, if they choose, can hold for the final shot. Haynes Kesey has other ideas. Her far corner three is too short. Rebound cleared by the girls in green. 13 seconds to play in this opening period. Almost a carry, but didn't get called. Looks like the Bulldogs will hold for the final shot. But instead, they're going to get a five-second call. Nice defense. You just talked about the defense of Haynes Kesey forcing the five-second call. Now the Warriors will have a chance to extend their lead before the buzzer.
I think both of these teams are ready for this quarter to end. They are gassed. Not a lot of dead balls right now in the first quarter.
Clark Ivan dribbles across with five, now with four, with three, with two. Ball gets stolen away, and neither team will get a shot attempt at the end of the buzzer. As you mentioned, a very fast-paced first quarter, but a fast-paced action didn't necessarily result in that being the scoreboard side of things. Warriors with a 7-6 advantage through the first 8 minutes. We'll be back with the second quarter when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Seven to six, Warriors out in front of the Bulldogs of Holtville after one. Warriors will get the ball going left to right on your radio dial to begin the second quarter. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate Coach Osmond taking some time out of his day to come join us here. Talk a little bit of Lee Scott, talk a little bit of basketball as well. Right now the Warriors trying to find something inside. You can get somebody right around the free throw line. Instead, Sutton Lewis will take it and pull it again. Counts in the arcade, but couldn't get it to go. Long rebound ripped down by the Bulldogs. 7-6, 7.5 to play here in this second quarter. Warriors playing man defense, extending all the way out to the volleyball line, something they've done so well, again, throughout the entire season. Now an on-ball screen on the left wing. Thought about the three that Isabel Brown decided not to take it, trying to find her teammate Vassell. I think they're going to get her called for steps. They will. The official underneath the basket, away from the ball, able to get the angle on it. The sixth turnover for the Bulldogs here in a 8.5, 9 minutes of action.
Hey, that's great help defense by the eighth grader, Sutton Lewis. Great help defense closing it out.
Some motion offense for the Warriors. It sits with Haynes Kesey now to Clark Ivan on the right wing. Now Maggie Herndon thought about the three, able to take it down to the left, to the right elbow. Ivan now trying to work her way to the short corner instead. We'll back things up. Try and run another set play for her offense. A lot of physicality, no whistle from Vassell. She kicks it to Maggie Herndon. Her three is off the mark, and that will go out of bounds right around the Bulldog bench. You wanted a foul there, Coach.
I thought it was going to be a little bit of a reach, but they've showed us in the first quarter they're going to kind of be consistent with the reach and fouls. So, hey, we're good with it if they're good with it.
Warriors able to set up a little bit of a three-quarter press, but they're able to break it. Are the Bulldogs a running jump shot right outside the left block? Hits the side of the backboard, and Herndon rips down the rebound. A three-on-two, or two-on-three fast break, rather. Didn't like her numbers. Kicks it out to Clark Ivett, who makes a spin right around the free throw line. Tried to find Maggie Herndon, but a green jersey was right there to intercept it. Under six to play here in this second quarter, in a low-scoring affair between Holtville and Lee Scott. Lee Scott with a 7-6 advantage. Tried to find the bounce pass to the low block, but a nice job reading it by Maggie Herndon. Warriors have numbers with a Bulldog on the floor if they decide to use it. A blocking foul underneath the basket as Clark Ivett was trying to find Sutton Lewis on the weak side block. But a nice job there from Clark Ivett, taking advantage of the numbers and picking up a foul.
That was a much better job by us, dribbling down, not getting trapped in the corner, being able just to press in, draw the foul. It's a great job.
Ivett, the trigger lady, she finds Herndon, who finds Haynes Kesey, and the shot had to have been blocked,
head
right? I
mean, that's us, yeah.
She's sitting there pleading the case, saying, I'm not going to miss that badly. The officials do agree with her. It will stay Warrior basketball under their own basket. It'll be Sutton Lewis taking it out right in between the R and the S in Warriors. She finds her outlet lady, Haynes Kesey, who kicks it to Maggie Herndon, now to Clark Ivett. The point guard for the Warriors kicks it down to Riley Fields on the right block. Spins inside, a nice move. Couldn't get the left-handed layup to go off the glass. And the Bulldogs will take it the other way. That time a nice low entry pass on the left block. And it is Reagan Roberts that gets the scoring started here in this second quarter for either team. The Bulldogs now lead 8-7.
They're definitely playing us tight in the paint right here. They're doubling and tripling us when we put it down, so we've got to be ready to kick it out.
Haynes Kesey dribbling around from right to left now to Maggie Herndon, excuse me. Now to Clark Ivett, yeah. Really sinking in that middle of that defense. Almost a turnover. It will not be a turnover on Clark Ivett out on the Bulldogs. But, yeah, as you're mentioning, Coach, it's everything getting sunk into the middle of the paint, almost forcing the Warriors to shoot outside. If they're playing a little bit of that zone, almost looks like a 2-1-2 with a matchup. 3-2. There it is. A nice pass on the weak side to Clark Ivett. Sutton Lewis couldn't get the left-handed layup to go. Feel like you're going to have to get those ones to go here in a low-scoring defensive battle. With the Bulldogs leading 8-7 halfway through this second period. Almost a travel. Should have been called. At least a double dribble, but no whistle. They'll set it up with Vassell. Gets the on-ball screen. Now the off-ball screen. She has it right at the top of the key. A spin at the free throw line. Running jumper off the side, or the right side of the backboard. Might have grazed the rim on the way by. Riley Fields with the rebounds. Riley Fields demanding for it on the low block. She had a really good look a couple possessions ago. Couldn't get it to go. Clark Ivett will take it on the right wing, and she buries it. Clark Ivett, this leading scorer on the Warriors squad, finally on the scoreboard, and the Warriors now with a two-point advantage. They lead 10-8 with 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Should have been a kickball, no call. But Haynes Kesey will happily take the block on the low jumper. It'll be Bulldog basketball under their own basket. seems like the best offense right now, almost like a quarterback that has a scrambling ability, making something out of nothing. Clark Ivett, as the play begins to break down, worked her way to the right wing. Nobody picked her up, and she found the bottom of the net.
Hey, this Hopeful team's got great handles in transition. We're going to have to stop the ball before they cross midcourt, or they're going to get on us quick.
3.5 to play. Clark Ivett almost gets a steal. It'll stay with the Bulldogs under their own basket, but now a much tougher angle on the inbound, almost standing right next to Coach Corey Harrison and that Warrior bench.
I've always thought with this corner inbound, go ahead and get it all the way past half court and give yourself a chance. That's a really hard spot to inbound.
Trying to work a little bit of motion. Herndon almost works a steal, but it goes to Haley Phelps. The low block jumper, no good by Megan Burnett. Clark Ivett will clear it. She has another wide open three if she decided to take it. Took two more dribbles inside, right around the free throw line. Jumper too strong. Riley Fields works the offensive rebound. Ivett will try it again from the same spot. Same result. Riley Fields, another rebound. Haynes Kesey, feel like that one has to go. It won't. Offensive rebound. Ivett. Now Sutton Lewis will back things up, but a poke steal from behind. And the Bulldogs clear it. You feel like after that many opportunities, Warriors had some great looks, were unable to make them pay. Vassell way short on the three. Again, you can tell both of these teams are gassed right now. Maggie Herndon on the left block.
Riley Fields there with probably four rebounds in under 20 seconds. So she's working hard in the paint.
Riley Fields now works. Nice on-ball screen to Clark Ivett. She tried an in-and-out dribble, and instead it went off her knee and will go into the first row of the bleachers. The only whistles right now or any sort of dead ball is these substitutions that you're seeing. Riley Fields getting a nice applause, as she should, from her team, working really hard down there in the paint, giving her team multiple second chance opportunities. Vassell tries another pull up three, can't get that to go. It's Sydney Dunlap with the rebound. Now to Haynes Kesey on the left wing. Her three-pointer is short, and Sutton Lewis unable to save it. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball.
Christian, it's like I was telling you during the break, man. You can't make shots if you're not shooting, and our girls are doing a good job getting shots up tonight. A lot of times I feel like they're a little hesitant, but they're doing a much better job getting shots up, giving themselves a chance.
Vassell with a free pass all the way down to the middle of the paint. And they're going to say that it was out on the Bulldogs. 1:48 to play here in this second period. A halftime that will be much rewarded and much appreciated by both of these squads. Again, a lot of cardio going on.
I need a nap.
In these first two quarters. Haynes Kesey on the left wing. She buries another triple. And as you mentioned, just keep on shooting. If you're the Warriors, you're getting great opportunities on the outside. And they're finally being able to make the Bulldogs pay. 13-8 here with 1:32 remaining in this second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Two remaining here before halftime inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors with a 13-8 lead. Right-handed layup no good by Isabella Brown. Sydney Dunlap might be the smallest lady on the floor, has ripped down a couple rebounds for this Warrior squad. Clark Ivett will pull a three on the right wing. Might have gotten a piece of it. Did a Bulldog. It was rebounded by the Bulldogs, but Haynes Kesey picks up a steal. Clark Ivett now on the short corner. Kicks it down to Lucy Zellner. Has her point guard at the top of the key if she wanted to find her. Tried to find Clark Ivett instead. And nobody was home. Throws it away. 1 minute to play here in this second quarter.
Talking about Sydney Dunlap, I would trust her to go into a lion's den with nothing but a spoon and come out winning.
Warriors continuing that man-to-man press. They'll fall into it in the half court. 47 seconds to play. Bulldogs try and find somebody down low and nobody there. And you can just see everybody's exhausted as they clear half court. 38 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Nice screen by Lucy Zellner. Clark Ivett jumper couldn't go. Still 13-8, under 30 to play in this second quarter. Bulldogs with a nice spin. Isabella Brown, she tried to find number 14, Megan Burnett, on the weak side low block, but instead threw it into the padding under the basket. Under 20 seconds to play. Clark Ivett slow to dribble things up, and the Warriors can hold for the final shot.
Hey, they're giving us the screen at the top. They're trying to run through it, and they're giving us a look. We're going to take advantage of it.
It's Haynes Kesey with 10. She says, I'm not going to wait. Can't get the three-pointer to go. Sydney Dunlap, another offensive rebound with 4, with 3, with 2. Warriors got to get a shot up, and I don't think they're away at the clock. And they were not. Clark Ivett tried to put one up well after the buzzer. But 13-8, a low-scoring defensive battle here inside Sanford Gymnasium between Lee Scott and Holtville. We'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll talk about the first half stats and everything that the Warriors need to do to win the contest this afternoon. 13-8, your halftime score. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goosh Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gooshcenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
13-8 through two quarters of play. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Lee.com. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, I know you got some first half stats for us. Felt like a lot of cardio first half stats here, but those first half stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there is the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station.
Yes, CG, lots of transition, lots of up and down the court, not a lot of fouls. I mean, four fouls between both teams. Great job by our girls early on. Clark, Haynes, both with three. Maggie knocking down a three early. Sutton and Lucy getting a couple points. Great job, our girls up top, especially with Lucy and Riley getting the screens at the top, working our girls, working ball screens, and then trying to roll it down. Really working hard against a good, hopeful team that defends it well. Not the story of the last time when we played them, which seemed to be a lot higher scoring game. Definitely keeping an eye on Basile 24 and 11 Brown. Both of them, great handles bringing it up the court, great athletes. Really giving our girls a hard time. We're doing well when we can stop them to get across half court, but when they get full steam and cross half court, we're having a tough time letting them get into the paint.
Trying to get this stream up and running back again. We apologize for anybody that was joining us that way, but we'll take another 30-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action between Lee Scott Academy and the Holtville Bulldogs right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott Academy gets a stop on the defensive side of the ball to start the third quarter. They're now going right to left on your radio dial. Clark Ivett finds Haynes Kesey. Her three-pointer might have gotten blocked from the side, or at least gotten a piece of it. Rebound is ripped down by Anna Brown with the Bulldogs. Spins her way all the way inside the free throw line. But nothing else doing for the Bulldogs. Basile, there's that player that you talked about working. It's not Sunday anymore, so the bank is open for Basile. She knocks down her second three of the afternoon, cuts the lead to two. Could have been a tripping foul on Clark Ivett. No call. Ball working around the perimeter for the Warriors, wearing their home whites this afternoon. Ball goes into Lee Scott seats. Just over a minute to play here, or a minute into the third quarter, rather. Warriors with a 13-11 lead on their home floor. Again, these Bulldogs are 15-0. The last time they played the Warriors, it was a 56-54 win for the Bulldogs. This one, very, very different here at home for the Warriors. Maggie Herndon tries a three. The long rebound on the weak side, ripped down by Clark Ivett. Warriors steal another possession. That's one thing, Coach, that the Warriors have done really well all day this afternoon, the offensive rebounding against the girls in green.
They've definitely taken advantage of it. A lot of times, ball's coming off the rim. Hopeful's kind of not lazy, but they're not getting physical to the ball, and our girls are actually doing a great job attacking it.
Herndon works her way all the way inside the free throw line, finds Lewis on the low block, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound with Herndon, couldn't get that one to go either. And Anna Brown with another rebound for the Bulldogs. 13-11, 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. A fast-paced game here through two-plus quarters. And they're going to get a late push foul on Clark Ivett, as it was Vassell once again working her way inside the paint.
Hey, watching Clark and Vassell go back and forth with each other has been really good this game. Two really good basketball players, both playing physical, both playing the game the way you would want it to be played.
Vassell will inbound it. Finds their teammate at the right elbow, now outside with Brown at the top of the key. They're trying to get Vassell open. You can see that inbound play. She now does get a full head of steam on the inside. Right-handed layup from straight away. Rattles home. You can tell that's their go-to player when they need a couple of baskets. And she's responded so far here in this third quarter. All 5 points for the Bulldogs. Clark Ivett tries to respond. Can't get it to go. Weak side rebounds with Riley Fields. Now Haynes Kesey has 2 feet inside the paint. Herndon decided not to take the three. A nice screen from Riley Fields on the right elbow. Now inside. Ball poked around. Riley Fields comes away with it. Left-handed layup from straight away off the glass is too strong. And Anna Brown, yet another defensive rebound for this Bulldog squad. Haynes Kesey now up, and there's no transition fouls, but I think it should be a clear path foul, and that is what the far official is holding up, the arms crossed right in front of his chest. Kesey, a nice steal from the side, and then had a clear path to the basket and got grabbed from behind. She'll earn a couple of free throws. First free throw is up and good. Kesey now with 4 in the scoring column. Free throws that are much scarier than normal ones, as there's nobody else even around you. But she knocks both of them down fearlessly.
I like to think of it just like you're practicing, right? You're just shooting by yourself in the gym like you're used to doing it, so maybe that's the kind of the mentality you take with it. I think we're doing a good job attacking them inside. They're defending us well in space, but as we're getting it inside the volleyball lines, man, I think we're doing a much better job than what people would have expected against this team that seems to be very physical.
15-13, Warriors now with the lead thanks to those two free throws from Haynes Kesey. Now a 2-on-1 fast break. It's Vassell again. Haynes Kesey arguing that she didn't even touch her, but I think it was a good foul regardless rather than giving up 2 free points. Not necessarily a moving screen on the far player. I believe it was Kayla Higgins, but it was a 2-on-1 fast break, and she was holding out her arms, not letting, I believe it was Sutton Lewis, make an attempt at the basketball.
She definitely wanted the ball from the top of the key all the way to the rim.
Vassell now all 6 points here in this third quarter, has single-handedly gone on a run to cut this to a 2-point, or a 1-point lead, rather. Vassell goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Through 2.5 quarters of play, no difference in the two teams. We're tied at 15. Clark Ivett gets 2 feet inside the paint, tries to find Riley Fields. I would have wanted to see Clark Ivett come to a jump stop and pull that one from about 4 or 5 feet. Riley Fields double team, couldn't get the layup to go, poked away from Haynes Kesey on the near sideline. It'll stay Bulldog basketball. Vassell has it at the top of the key. An on-ball screen. She picks up her dribble, now trying to find one of her teammates. She does. It's Haley Phelps. She's now double-teamed way outside the volleyball line. But now back to Vassell. And you mentioned that one-on-one battle with Clark Ivett and Vassell. Two players with a high IQ and a high skill level going at each other here this afternoon. Ball poked away by the Warriors right in front of the Bulldog bench. Over halfway through this third quarter, this one not as fast, which is crazy to say considering how fast the other two quarters went and how fast this one has gone so far. Nice defense by the Warriors. Of course, Vassell into a contested jumper on the left wing. That one well too strong, goes out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. Sydney Dunlap will check into the game for Maggie Herndon. Dunlap has yet to find the scoring column, but has found just about every other column here this afternoon, especially some of the columns that I know coaches like you look for, Coach, the stats that don't necessarily get recorded in the book that we're holding in our hands, but just the hustle plays that ultimately can change a score. It was Kayla Higgins playing really tight defense on Clark Ivett, but Ivett able to keep it away from her. Higgins picks up the personal foul on the reach. 2 team fouls for each team here in this third quarter. One thing that has changed a little bit, the Bulldogs running man-to-man defense, but a nice screen from Riley Fields and Clark Ivett right on that right elbow jumper. She knocks it down to give the Warriors a lead. You talked about that high ball screen where they're giving you a lane right through the middle of the floor with a full head of steam. Clark Ivan makes him pay there with the jumper, 17-15, and now a steal on the other end. Riley Fields got a piece of it. Sutton Lewis came away with it, and now Clark Ivan has numbers through a lot of contact, the bucket and the foul. It was Vassell that took over for the Bulldogs. It's now Clark Ivan taking over for the Warriors. Four straight points, looking to make it five for number one in white.
CG, the chef is an absolute dog. I've said it 1,000 times. I need Clark Ivan to come talk to our defense on how to be physical and how to be an absolute dog.
Again, she leads this Warrior team 15.7 points per game, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. As a ninth grader, I think the Warriors are in pretty good hands with number one running the offense for the Warriors. Free throw unable to go. It stays 19-15, under 3 to play in the third.
Going to go ahead and contest this inbound. I like it.
One thing the Warriors, when they get made baskets, they've been able to set up a press. They haven't made too many where they're able to set it up. This time the Bulldogs break it wide open, right wing three. Fortunate for the Warriors, the Bulldogs couldn't pay. Higgins too strong on the three. Ball poked away now right in front of the Warrior bench.
Hey, that's a great job by Riley Fields down here on the transition, not leaving the paint to go contest the three, to give up the easy two. That's just really good defense by her.
Clark Ivan. Nobody picks her up. Right wing three. And you know the final result. Clark Ivan, 7 straight points for this Warrior squad. Looking to make it 9 following the steal on the inbounds. Had a wide open free throw line jumper, but got hacked from behind. She'll earn her way to the free throw line to shoot 2.
There's Sydney Dunlap again, just like you were saying a second ago, CG.
It's players like that that every coach wants to have, every team needs to have. One that's not necessarily focused on filling up the stat sheet each and every contest, but just doing all of the little things that continuously add up. And so far here in this third quarter, it's finally been able to show as the lid's been taken off the basket for the Warriors here in this third quarter. They lead 24-15 on the undefeated Bulldogs from Holtville. Quick to advance past half court. But it was Anna Brown, tried to find Kayla Higgins on the right wing or the right corner, but she was working her way up to the wing, throws it into the first row of the bleachers. Warrior basketball now continuing to take advantage of these turnovers here in the third quarter. I thought Clark Ivan was going to pull it again from the right wing. Sydney Dunlap has it in the far corner. She gets double teamed, able to find Haynes Kesey. A jump ball. Wow, a quick whistle on that jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors. 24-15, 2:03 remaining in this third quarter. Coach Corey Harrison will take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him here on the Lee Scott Sports Network and be right back with the conclusion of the third quarter when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Warriors have begun to open it up a little bit here in this third quarter. They lead by 9, 24-15 over the Bulldogs, who have made the hour 15, hour 20-minute drive from Holtville. Bulldogs undefeated so far this season, sit at 15-0. Clark Ivan, a nice little dribble pump fake, up and under layup. And you can tell Clark Ivan getting things going now. She has 11 in this third period. Bulldogs able to break the press. Riley Fields, a stone wall right at the free throw line. Right-handed layup on the left side is no good. Clark Ivan rips down the weak side, rebounds. A poke steal and now numbers for the Bulldogs if they decide to use it. Vassell couldn't get the layup to go. But a foul on Clark Ivan from behind. She's slow to get up, but is able to get up under her own power. 26-15. Vassell will shoot two.
Hey, great job playing defense this game. We're starting to press them a little bit, making sure that we don't foul with an 11-point lead. You don't want to put them on the line too quickly, especially when the ball handler is being 24-11. They're going to make the free throw. So continuing to be physical, not doing anything silly to draw fouls.
First free throw is up and good. We talked about the two-man game. We saw it in the first half. Neither could really buy a bucket. But here in this third quarter, Clark Ivett with 11, Alexandra Vassell with 8. Make it 9 as she goes 2 for 2 from the line. It was 13-8 at halftime. These two scorers have combined for 20 here in the third alone. Vassell gets a steal on the opposite end. Bulldogs try and push in transition. Haynes Kesey forces a steal. I believe it was kicked out by the Bulldogs. They'll say that it was knocked away by Haynes Kesey. No argument for her. Bulldogs will set up in their own half court. .122 remaining here in this third quarter. Inside Samford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Bulldogs trying to set up their half-court set. Worked their way inside. Does Isabel Brown. I thought she was a little wild on the shot. But they'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She will head to the charity stripe. Both teams now with 4 team fouls. So for here on out, or I guess for the next 68 seconds, either team that picks up a common foul will shoot 2 free throws. First from Brown is up and good. She's in the scoring column for the first time tonight. Second one on the way. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Clark Ivett, Haynes Kesey, Sydney Dunlap, Sutton Lewis, and Lucy Zellner, as Brown goes 2 for 2 from the stripe, trims the lead back down to 7. Ivett tried to go sideline, was cut off, now works her way all the way to the left wing. Haynes Kesey now all the way outside the volleyball extended line. Vassell could have gotten called for the personal on the reach-in foul. Haynes Kesey, right wing 3. I thought it was in off the front of the rim. From here, it looked like it was so good the net didn't move. That rebound with Vassell. She takes it coast to coast. Comes to a jump stop right at the right wing. You can tell she's a baller. She now has 11 in the third quarter as well. Down to a 5-point lead with Clark Ivett with the basketball. Nice crossover move. She finds Sydney Dunlap, her right corner 3. She knocks it down. Dunlap, after all of the defensive work with the rebounding and the steal, she gets rewarded with a wide open 3, and she makes them pay. 29-21, 14.8 here in the third.
I'm going to echo you again, Christian. We've got a team here that is 15-0 in 5A, and we're playing incredibly well with them. Let's see if we can finish it off with one more quarter of basketball.
Bulldogs can hold for the final shot if they choose. A nice pass down low from Anna Brown to Reagan Roberts. Warriors with 2, Warriors with 1. Clark Ivett from half court, and that one is well short. A nice basket by the Bulldogs to trim the lead to 6 right before the third quarter comes to a close, but 29-23, a fantastic quarter, especially offensively for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. They take a 6-point lead into the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four minutes down, 8 minutes to play here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors looking to do something that has not been done all season long, and that's put a dash in the L column for the Holtville Bulldogs. Clark Ibbett with a steal and numbers all the way. Left-handed layup, that's too easy for number one in white. She continues the hot scoring and gets the first points for the Warriors here in this fourth quarter. Lead extended back to eight for the girls in white. Vassell gets 2 feet inside the paint, tries to kick it outside, but nothing there. They now find Vassell in the far corner. You can tell she's trying to find her shot, trying to get to her spot. This time she does. A nice spin at the free throw line, gets all the way inside the paint. And a nice spinning jump shot from Alexandra Vassell. It's now a 6-point lead for the Warriors. Maggie Herndon trapped, able to find Riley Fields. Right-handed layup, or left-handed layup along the right side. Couldn't get it to go. And the Bulldogs will slow things down and run a set play in the half court.
The points column may not completely show it, but just as has been Clark and Vassell today, Anna Brown and Haynes Kesey have been going back and forth as well. I know the points aren't the exact same, but both have been going back and forth with it as well.
Both of these rosters, you could tell, winded from the first half. Second half has slowed down a little bit. Vassell, once again, the bank three, this time no good. Offensive rebound by Haley Phelps. She came all the way from the left wing and grabbed the rebound in the middle of the paint and got hit hard on the right-handed layup. She will shoot two free throws with 6:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. First free throw is too strong. Isabella Brown will check in for the Bulldogs. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. A 5-point lead for the Warriors. Herndon works her way into the short corner, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs. .6:27 to play here in the contest of the varsity girls game. Maggie Herndon tried to find somebody. It was Riley Fields down on the low block. But the ball kicked out of bounds by Haley Phelps. We'll try it again. This time she finds Haynes Kesey in the far corner. She'll bring things out now back into the corner with Maggie Herndon. Now to Clark Ibbett. Riley Fields sets the on-ball screen. Clark Ibbett, 16-foot jumper. Can't get that to go. Bulldogs rip down the rebound. Vassell decides to slow things down. Didn't say anything, didn't see anything she liked. Now she will take it. A running jumper. A step inside the left block, her left elbow, rather. And she gets it to go, and now a steal on the other end by the Bulldogs. It's Isabella Brown. Her left-handed layup won't go. Clark Ibbett having to play really tough defense as the only one back for the Warriors. A nice foul there, not allowing an and one or two free points forcing Brown to have to earn them at the charity stripe.
Yeah, they've picked up on it a little bit that we like taking it up the far sideline. They're kind of picking up on us a little bit, and they had somebody right there ready to pick it off from Maggie.
First free throw from Brown, up and good. Now a two-point game here with 5:52 remaining in the contest. Second free throw. Up and the same result. Now a one-point game. Warriors had a double-digit lead halfway through the third quarter. It's slowly been trimmed. And Dunlap now gets stripped from behind. Vassell, right-handed layup. And that is up and good. Alexander Vassell has taken over this game for the Bulldogs so far in this second half. Warriors going to have to find a way to slow down the rally.
It just comes to a communication. It comes with communication. We got to make sure we communicate when we got that trailer coming behind, especially with them pressing like they are.
Clark Ivett, cross-court pass. Haynes Kesey needed that one. Couldn't get it to go in and out off the back iron and the front of the rim. And the Bulldogs now, knowing that how important this possession is, will slow things down. Riley Fields gets a hand on the inbounds of the pass inside. Could have been a blocking foul, no call. Clark Ivett works her way through the teeth of the defense, gets poked from behind. Haynes Kesey comes away with the basketball on the left block and falling to her left, throws it up with the right hand and gets it to go, plus the foul.
Just like we drew it up.
Never stopped her momentum at all, was filling the lane perfectly, and all of a sudden looked like an entryway pass in soccer. Picked it up right at her feet. Unable to get the free throw to go, so can't convert on the three-point play, but Sydney Dunlap, yet another offensive rebound, and Coach Corey Harrison will use the timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Coach, we've continued to say it throughout the entire broadcast, Sydney Dunlap doing everything right so far in the contest.
Hey, nobody would have said immediately that's probably going to be our leading rebounder this game, but she's done an excellent job just going after loose balls, being physical, boxing out when she can. She's done incredibly well. Now we got to make sure that we get everything drawn up the way we want to. Slow the ball down. Make sure that we're physical. Holton's getting a little lazy with ball screens. They're running over the top of the screens, taking advantage of that, making sure that we can set the screens a little closer to the top of the key. I think that's going to be key, too, to us taking advantage of it a little bit more.
4:54 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Apologies, still trying to get this stream set up so that we can get the end of this fourth quarter for you. Inbound pass on the left side of the basket for the Warriors. It's with Haynes Kesey, now with Clark Ivett.
Great screen up top again, running over the top of the screen, kick it over to Haynes, bring it up top. They're getting a little reckless. Sydney puts up a three. Touches every part of the rim. Falls down again. Back with a press on the full court. Making sure we're not drawing the foul. 4.5 to go. Got a blocking foul on Sydney Dunlap. Again, 11 Brown for them. Been an incredible ball handler bringing it up, especially giving 24 a little bit of a break. Hovel slowing it down, setting screens on both sides. Got a travel call in the paint on Vassell going with the dribble and the drive. Lee Scott with a four-point lead, bringing it up. Hovel coming back with a 2-2-1, kind of a half three-quarter court press. Lee Scott gets out of it, kicks it down. Great pass, great vision, two for Riley Fields. An excellent job moving the ball. CG, one thing Hopeful's done well is their defensive setups are great. However, when the ball leaves them, sometimes they lack getting back into getting the help on defense. So when it's transition, we have numbers, or it's even, we got a good shot at making a basket.
try and work on it a little bit more here when we come to the next timeout. Right corner three from Isabel Brown is no good. Thanks, Coach, for taking over for a minute or two. Riley Fields and Vassell fighting for the offensive rebound. Possession arrow on the jump ball will give it to the Warriors.
I want to go on the record saying it. Listen, I've watched plenty of games on the sports network, through Facebook, through YouTube. What a lot of people don't see is that Christian's doing all this solo. He's excellent at what he does. So the comment section sometimes gets a little choppy, and I want to make sure to let everyone know that Christian does an excellent job, not only for our school, but for our student athletes, and we appreciate all of the effort that he goes through with it. So make sure you guys give a little bit of grace, because a lot of times some technicalities are a little tougher than it might seem, than just a glitch here or there.
I tossed them a five to say that before the broadcast with everything. Haynes Kesey, left wing three, couldn't get that one to go. A fight for the rebound. And Sutton Lewis was unable to corral it before walking out of bounds. It will stay Bulldog basketball, rather, going left to right on your radio dial. 38-32, just over 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Warriors trying to set up a full court trap. Vassell comes to a jump stop after breaking the press. And that's just too easy for number 24 in green. Cuts the lead to four. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Warriors trying to get the ball across half court. They do with Clark Ivan, now with Haynes Kesey. They have numbers that they choose to use it. They do not. Now Sydney Dunlap, right wing three, rattles in and out off the hands of Riley Fields. And the rebound corralled by Clark Ivan. Riley Fields now inside the paint. Her lefty touch shot over the right shoulder is up, and it is good. Riley Fields gets on the board for the first time tonight. Warriors now lead by six. A spinning wild contested shot. Nice job by Riley Fields defending without fouling. And Clark Ivett now bringing the ball up the far sideline. We'll draw the foul.
CG, the 2-2-1, a bit like communism right now. It sounds great on paper, but seeing it in practice, not working out too great. So they're kind of getting out of that now. Again, they're doing a great job defending, Hopeful is, on the ball. But once the ball's left them, they're lacking that effort and getting back. And I think you're seeing a little bit that our girls are in maybe a little bit better physical shape right now, maybe a little better cardio health than somebody might expect on just a absolute track meet of a basketball game today.
Both teams, I don't think they've updated. I think both teams have four personal fouls. So you'll see free throws the rest of the way, at least for the Bulldogs. And at worst, one more foul for the Bulldogs. A steal from behind. It was Clark Ivett. Now it's Anna Brown. Her right-handed layup is good. Sydney Dunlap tried to draw the charge, but no whistle. And it's now a four-point game here with a minute and a half to play. Warriors, eat as much time as you possibly can and find a way to get a bucket and put this one on ice.
Great job attacking right there in the 2-2. Attacking the middle is going to be the key right there. Drawing them off the wings, then we can kick it back out. So we're doing a great job trying to exploit that just a little bit.
Coach Corey Harrison will use this time to call a timeout, a full timeout, and I love the idea, giving her team a little bit of time to rest and drawing up a play to try and again put this one on ice with the Warriors leading 40-36 here with 1:28 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
.122 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter, and I believe a 10-second violation now. No, Coach Corey Harrison did call a timeout right beforehand. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, kind of set the scene with everybody. Wherever you're tuned in from, we appreciate you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy Basketball. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond here with you inside Samford Gymnasium, bringing you all of the action this afternoon. Coach, a little bit higher of a second half scoring. First one felt like there were more cardio minutes than actual tallies we had in the scoring column, but this one, exactly what we were expecting to have. Again, a 56-54 win for the Bulldogs last time they played on November 21st. That kept the Bulldogs' undefeated season alive, and since then, they've continued to do it. Lee Scott looking to do something that hasn't been done all year and give the Bulldogs their first loss of the season.
Yeah, like you said, man, watching that first half, I felt like I was at center court at Wimbledon, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Both teams kind of settling in now. Let's see if we can get the inbound from the sideline and not just kind of get into a retreat and come help a little bit.
Sutton Lewis with the inbounds. And Sydney Dunlap trying to work their way along the right side, ran all the way under her own basket and is going to get bailed out with a reach-in foul.
Foul number 24,
man, that benefits Warriors so much because you ran the opposite direction. And we're flirting with a 10-second count as well, but now Sydney Dunlap wearing number 5 in all white will head to the free throw line, and no better player in this contest right now than Sydney Dunlap at the line. Two will sub out for the Bulldogs. It is Anna Brown and Megan Burnett.
A big free throw right here to really force a true two-possession game.
And she is able to knock both of them down. Warriors setting up a full-court press, leading by 6. Just over a minute to play here inside Samford Gymnasium. Bulldogs trying to find some sort of offense. They do with Anna Brown. Her 3 from the left wing is no good. And the point guard, Clark Ivett, rips the rebound down, tries to find Sydney Dunlap, but overthrows her. Somehow the ball finds Clark Ivett in a reach-in foul from behind on Anna Brown. And with that being the 6th team foul for the Bulldogs, Clark Ivett now with a chance to extend the lead.
Yeah, Hovel recognizing that the possessions are starting to get a little thinner. They are really swarming to us right now. Again, need to get a little room off that sideline so we can get an outlet pass.
And now the head coach for Hovel will also take a timeout before the second free throw. Again, we'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. You mentioned Holtville realizing that possessions were coming down to a premium and they were becoming more and more important. So far, Lee Scott's done a very, very nice job at the free throw line. Sydney Dunlap knocked down 2 of them. Then the Warriors got a stop. And now Clark Ivett knocks down the first. The ability to make it an 8-point game with a second free throw. And at that chance, or at that point, you don't take a chance on fouling if you're Lee Scott. You can set up your press, force the Bulldogs to use as much time as they possibly can, and then sink back into the three-point line and force them to take a contested jumper.
Yeah, I like this timeout by Hovel right here. Make it or miss it, they've now probably come up with a plan on how they want to attack this press that we've put them into. I'm interested to see if Coach Harrison pulls us out of it and maybe tries to play a little bit of a chess game with Hopeful's coaching staff, but I'm pretty sure he's definitely trying to draw up something right here to guarantee a little bit, whether that's a ball screen or a quick outlet, if they've got a quick trailer that's going to try to cherry pick. We've already got Riley and Haynes both, 2 of our better defenders this game, kind of playing off to probably try to prevent that.
Clark Ivett, the leading scorer for this Warrior squad with 17, looking to make it 18. And after hitting every single part of the rim, she is able to go 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. 44-36, and now almost a turnover by the Bulldogs. It's saved and now into the hands of Vassell. Her three from straight away off the back iron and the backboard. Riley Fields rips down the rebound, and you're going to find the hands of your point guard, Clark Ivett, getting bullied down the sideline. I don't know still how she's standing and has the basketball. But 27 seconds left, another foul, still not called. Ball floating around, and I believe it's going to be a jump ball with Riley Fields and Haley Phelps. And the possession arrow will give it to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not sure if I want the foul call or if I'm okay with the no call here. But, again, they're incredibly physical on the sideline right there. Clark's doing an incredible job hanging on to the ball. Just at some point, man, it's going to happen with that double.
23 seconds and counting. At least a two-possession game. 16, 15, 14. Warriors doing a great job on defense. Clark Ivett with the block on the weak side. Left block. She'll knock it out of bounds with 12 seconds even remaining here in the fourth quarter. That possession right there defensively most likely seals it for the Warriors. 12 seconds. Ball tipped on the inbound. It's in the hands of Vassell. She pulls from Opelika and nothing but air. That ball hits on the baseline with 5.9 seconds remaining. And you're beginning to hear the crowd get into it a little bit. Inbound with Clark Ivett. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They won't foul. And she throws the ball across half court. And with that, the Bulldogs are undefeated no more. The Lee Scott Academy Warriors defend home courts. And they win 44-36. Absolutely incredible job by Clark Ivett on the offensive side. And a team effort defensively. Coach, thoughts from this one before we hit a break?
Hey, don't underplay anyone how big of a win this is for our girls, especially heading into some really tough area play upcoming. That is a very, very good, hopeful basketball team. Look for them to make a run in 5A for sure this year.
A 15-0 team no more. 15-1 because you entered Samford Gymnasium and you played the Lee Scott Warriors. They moved to 10-10 on the season, but man, you can tell this team beginning to feel more and more comfortable, and with the injuries, some of these girls establishing new roles, getting new minutes for this squad, and everything paying off this afternoon. Warriors pick up their 10th win of the season. Bulldogs move to 15-1. We'll bring it back with the Orthoburg with the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off for the varsity boys game when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.